live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
Hey, fool me, we can't get fooled again.
All right, it is Tuesday, August 11th, 8:06. Glad you're with us. Morning Mayhem, fully assembled, rather. I'm David Basil, that's Roger Scott beside me. Christian Weaver producing, Justin Moore out at Moore Mountain in Poen. And Matt Curtado joins us from Tito's, Handmade Vodka. And we mentioned you were involved too, Mac, with St. Jude, Justin's St. Jude tournament. That sucker raised, you know, Justin raised $700,000. That's a massive number.
He does such a great job out there. It's an amazing event. Him and his team do everything right. I mean, that's why they're able to raise so much. They keep raising year after year. So
it's a lot.
Can't wait to see where it goes.
And as I mentioned, not only you do the Buzz Golf tournaments, which we really appreciate. Yeah, Ballantyne has to sample all
Shout
the product.
Out. Yeah, exactly.
You know, before are you also a sponsor of the Brewers Award?
We are. Yeah,
yeah. We are very appreciative of that. Obviously, that organization, that award's been around 31 years. Yeah. We're talking about maybe some Touchdown Club working together with that, and that by the way is announced Thursday. As always, I'm going down to the wire with, you know, can I get it done? You know, can I announce it? It's like, no, can I just get to Thursday? Where's my graphic guy's gone ghost on me? It's like, where you at, man? I got to get my graphics done.
No.
It's always something. But anyway, it's going to be a fun week this week when we find out who's coming to Little Rock on Mondays. I think everybody will be excited. There's some former Razorbacks that I think everybody's going to be excited about. There's some big name Super Bowl winning Heisman Trophy guys, all kind of champions that we'll have in here. And we're looking forward to doing it. We'll do that on Thursday. Razorback football continues. Speaking of you guys being a sponsor, Justin, I got a chance to go up there and watch them on day number one. I think today's day number six. I think they may be in full pads today.
Full pads today.
Yeah, they went shoulder pads and helmet. Sort of changes things. Once you go full pads, it's sort of a different animal. And it's hard, you know, I always say that coaches say everybody looks like an All-American in shorts. And that's basically what it is. And you got a lot of guys, you'll maybe see some guys step up, you know, maybe a little bit more than what you can tell. Because nobody can tell anything right now. Everybody's up there covering that and writing stuff. You know, do they drop a ball? Are they running hard?
People are marveling at the – wait a minute, that's something else.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll ask. By the way, too, we found out that Tito's, there's a Mr. Tito.
Yes.
And Mr. Tito, much to the chagrin of Justin Moore when he finds out, is a Texas Longhorn.
He is a Texas Longhorn.
Yeah. And so the same kind of relationship.
Gross.
The same kind of relationship that you guys are doing with Arkansas, you guys are doing with Texas, Miami, some other colleges as well, right?
Yeah, we've got a few out there.
Yeah, well, again, it's a very popular college football. It's the most popular sport in America after the NFL.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's a wise move.
We have thirsty fans out there. We're trying to help.
You do. And so anyway, that's the I understand Texas being a big deal for obviously that being the first one. But I did want to ask, we were talking about the heroes that we had growing up. Justin, I think you've told us before, going back as young as you can remember, what is the first Razorback name, football name that comes to mind when you were a kid to go, hey, man, you told your dad, I want to see that guy. Or can we go watch that guy play? Who was it back in the day?
First.
Because you're 42 now, 43. What are you?
Yeah, 42. The first player that was big to me was Madre Hill.
Yeah. We had somebody mention.
He was from Malvern.
Yeah, yeah.
He was highly regarded, you know, so he was from 10 minutes down the road. And, you know,
great
when he came
great
in,
player.
Was it his freshman year that was so good?
I think he may be right.
Before he got hurt,
yeah,
maybe
think,
freshman sophomore, something like
both
that.
Both those years were good. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah, that was always really cool because he was, you know, more or less from the same town-ish. And he was, you know, he was the big deal. We had just come into the SEC.
Yeah.
I remember us playing in the Southwest Conference, but it's vague. You know, I was probably
too young.
5 or 6, 7 years old, something like that. But I remember going, my dad took me to the last Southwest Conference game. I want to say it was against Rice.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, I think it was against Rice, but, yeah. So, but yeah, that would have been the first big name.
Yeah,
and
so,
then obviously a lot of favors after that.
Yeah, but no, he was. We don't really talk about Madre as much as we should. I think, if I'm not mistaken, that the year we go to the SEC championship where he tore the ACL and Danny, I think, left him in or whatever. I want to say he was first team all SEC. I want to say he had that.
I think that's right. I mean, he had, look, I'm not going to say he would have been D-Mac, but he was a really special player for those out there that don't remember. I mean, he got the same kind of talk at that point that the D-Mac got, which D-Mac obviously deserved. But correct me if I'm wrong, you guys, but I mean, he was kind of spoken in the same vein as, like, a D-Mac before he got, hurt. Well, is that not right?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, I think he set the record for most touchdowns in a game. That one of those, I think he had five touchdowns.
I don't remember.
No, I think he was.
I know that when he was in elementary school, I believe, they literally made a rule. Like, they called it the Madre rule. Like, if kids were so dominant, like, I don't remember the rule specifically, but he was so dominating as a, 10-year-old or whatever, that they had to make a rule for the league.
I think I remember about that. Someone says here, I love this, from the 870 on our Middleton Heat and Air text line. Favorite childhood Razorback, James Shebest. That was when I was 8 or 9 years old. Met him as he walked out of the Brule Center after practice. This is what I love. He went back in and got one of his number 25 practice jerseys for me. What a great memory.
Oh, that's cool.
That is. How cool is that?
It's gold.
Yeah.
It's really cool. I also really, really liked from that same team. So Lonnie would have been the quarterback.
Oh, yeah. You bet. He's been mentioned a couple times. Yeah.
And I always liked, probably because we're about the same size, always liked J.J. Matters. Plus that ridiculous catch against Alabama, which that was Lonnie.
Yeah.
Two Matters.
Oh, no. He was big. That was big.
Yeah.
Then someone said Madre Rule was once he scored four touchdowns in a game. I think, let's see, what does it say here? He couldn't score anymore.
Okay. Yeah. I knew it was. Yeah. I knew it was something, and I knew our fans would know right away. That's crazy. That's like the men's league softball deal. You can only hit like two home runs before it becomes an out.
Chuck Monan's son Nathan said Madre averaged for the Razorbacks 115 yards per game and 15 touchdowns in 12 games. So that was probably the year he was all SEC.
He was really, really good.
Here's another one. Gary Anderson, Billy Ray Smith. Here's one. Fearless Tony Bua. Let's see here.
He was fun.
Ron Calcagni, good dude. He's my best friend's hero. Ron was a guest at my wedding, and my buddy got to meet him there. Had him signed his Sports Illustrated with Ron on the cover. Maybe the most signed Sports Illustrated cover ever. One of the coolest. It had Lou Holtz, and it had Ron Calcagni, and was it Cowan's the other one? No, or was it Roland Sales, Roger? Who was the running back on there with Cal Cagney? That was the start of the 78 season after they had upset Oklahoma in the Orange Bowl. Mac, where did you grow up? What college did you grow up sort of watching?
Well, we moved here when I was 3 from Texas.
Okay,
so I have a little bit of a Texas early fanhood.
What about Arkansas?
Good to talk to you, Mac. Take care, brother.
Do you have anybody from Arkansas that you remember?
I do. Like, I'm about Justin's age, so Madre Hill would have been person
though. Yeah, Lonnie was a star. He was a star. He was a great quarterback, and there were some good teams and some bad teams, and we just got into the league and had that terrible start with Jack Crow. So, that's understandable. Yeah,
Cowans.
Who was it? Was Cowans on there? Okay. Somebody said G. Marsh says growing up it was James Rouse. James Rouse was at Parkview, and he was a freshman when I was a senior. I knew he was going to end up being a great player. But what started this, Justin? One of the reasons we started this is that I've got a lot of comments from. But with Billy Ray Smith Jr. passing last week, a lot of comments about he was my first childhood hero. And, we were talking about how the game has changed now where, you don't get these guys 3 or 4 years anymore. You get a few of them, not many, like Quincy Rhodes is one that will be there his entire career, but most of them not. And most of them don't come in, they don't have a love for Arkansas. They don't have a passion for, now they're going to play hard now once they get here, but that's not why they're coming here to represent. For me, back in my day, I was proud to wear the hog and represent, you know, everywhere I went and how I played. And I knew when I went on the road, when I walked out there, I was representing our state. I don't know if you get that now. Now, Arkansas kids, you might. I can't even think of how many Arkansas. We got the receiver, C.J. Brown, who will probably is one of our starters at receiver.
Antonio Jordan from Warren.
Antonio Jordan will get a lot of reps this year. You got Quincy Rose Jr.
Yeah.
You got some freshmen that may get some time on the defensive line. And then you got Simmons. You got Wyatt Simmons, whose dad was
Collins still here?
He is. He's light. He's 6'5", 230 at defensive end. He's got to get bigger. But so you've got some guys that are here that are that way, but it's just not like it used to be.
Nope.
Todd Sellers says he grew up because of being a Conway kid. Tim Horton and Greg Lasker.
Yeah, Greg Lasker was goes on to win a Super Bowl. Yeah, here's one that said Jimmy Walker was one of my favorite. No, number 53 was one of my favorites. You know what, Justin? I did get a few. A few have said that old 53 team captain 1985 was their guy. So I can remember too. You want to hear something crazy? I can remember being at War Memorial more for whatever than Fayetteville. Maybe because we played probably more games there, Roger, but I can remember seeing kids that would get over by the edge where we would be doing our warm-ups and just to watch. And I remember being 21, 22, thinking, look at those young kids out watching. They want to see what's going on. Yeah. And we're like the pro team here. And so that's why.
Well, it's great that you had that awareness. Of knowing all that's going on.
Yeah, I'm very blessed to have been in the moment there. Someone says here, Steve Little, my grandfather remodeled his house in Maumelle, got to play catch in his backyard, and huge sign, photo of a 67-yard field goal, great day for a 7-year-old. Yeah, boy, those were great. Listen, we used to have All-American kickers every year. Now, we do say, listen, we have mentioned Cam Little.
Yeah.
Is now, there are some kids that love Cam Little. He's gone on to the pros to... He kicked the 70-yarder in exhibition, kicked the, 68-yarder? That's the record now officially. So he's one of the ones. And, well, you know, we've been talking, Justin, we really, after the Houston Nutt, Bobby Petrino era, you know, we went from Bielema, Chad Morris, Pittman, and now Silverfield. We just have had a 15-year run where you haven't had a lot of success. You've had one good season. We mentioned the year, there might be a kid that remembers K.J. Jefferson and his 1 or 2 years.
Yeah, sure,
K.J.
Sure.
Jefferson put up some darn good numbers, you know.
Isn't he a record holder?
The 1 year.
But yeah, Burks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
KJ holds like most every quarterback record which have. Is yeah. sad.
Yeah, yeah, check that out to see.
No, I mean, you know, it really is when you think about it.
That he left after he was a record. See if Tyler Wilson still, how many records that Tyler Wilson and Ryan Mallett have versus KJ. But when KJ was here, if you're a 7-year-old kid, and then Treylon Burks, you mentioned him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just don't have a lot of those. 661-1037. Devin says, zero chance anybody seriously saying 53 was theirs. Oh, sorry, my friend, Devin. If I have to show you the text, they will. You know what? I led the team in tackles. Nobody wants to give me any credit. Devin, that's fine, Devin. You don't have to. I've got my friends. I've got my supporters. Yes, I've got Tito's in my corner.
That's right.
Devin, stop it.
Someone says 53 played hard every play. And he was quick. Thank you. Enough of me. We're not going to. Tony Cherico, Tyler Wilson. You guys just triggered a memory for me. When Roger used to do an impersonation of Madre Hill and Daryl Teeter. Do you remember that, Roger? Did Mr. Teeter? Because Teeter was in Malvern.
Yep.
Yeah, it was.
You don't remember that?
Mm-mm.
Remember Daryl
Teeter the cheater? Cheats for less.
Yes, yes. That was a
He did speak with.
That was a monster. He had a monster business.
Oh
there.
Yeah.
Is it still?
Well, he spoke. He was a spokesperson for him, I think. Wasn't Madre?
Well, he might have done that before they.
Sure. Seems like it was, and I think it was probably the Malvern connection. I'm sure.
Teeter the cheater. That was the
cheats for less.
Yeah, cheats for less. Yeah, yeah. So, I never even knew what that meant, but I remember that growing up.
Yes. Yeah,
Christian. For career, KJ Jefferson owns the passing yards and the passing touchdowns.
Okay,
he owns both of those awards. Okay. Now, single season, single games. That's Ryan Mallett and Tyler Wilson.
You mean he has more passing yards than Mallett?
Yes.
Wow.
I think he played an extra year.
So did Tyler Wilson.
Yeah.
How many years? Oh, that's true, because Mallett only played 2 years.
Yeah.
And so did Wilson. That's the difference. Yeah. He got 3 years of passing. Now, let me tell you, Justin, somebody brought up a great point. Who's our coach over in South Carolina now? It used to be the coach for KJ. We mentioned this earlier.
Kendall Bryles
is in South Carolina now with that big old stud quarterback over there, which that's all we need to see is him come in and have 400 yards of total offense against us.
I do look forward to watching North Carolina this year just to see how those two guys get along.
Petrino yeah, and Belichick.
I do. It just intrigues me.
Apparently, so far, they're getting along fine.
So far.
Madre Hill had weird? 6 touchdowns against South Carolina.
I thought it. So that's got to be the record in one game.
It is.
Yeah, I was about to say, thought he had 6. Wow. 6. Now, listen, I remember watching him at Malvern in the state championship game.
I think he ran 200. Lake Hamilton, yeah.
Yeah, I think he ran it. Maybe it was Lake Hamilton in the state championship, Roger.
I think I went to either Lake Hamilton or a Malvern game, one of the two. For some reason, I remember peering over a fence.
Oh, Randy Allison said, Freddie Douglas, my hometown McGee boy, who was number 84, played back in the late 60s and 70s.
I actually know Freddie Douglas.
Do you really?
I really do.
Well, that's a small world.
KJ Jefferson has the most yards of a Razorback ever.
Total yards?
Total yards.
Yeah. Well, he's got 3 years, right? That's the difference.
Yeah, and he ran. He also has the most touchdowns of a Razorback ever.
Yeah, listen, those offenses were productive, man. Those offenses were productive. Now, only
until you got in the low red zone.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much.
Jessica Ford said the first Razorback I ever fell in love with was David Basil. Yeah, that better be the answer. We're visiting with Matt Curtado, who is with
us. What was the last one?
Shut up. With Tito's M.A. Vodka. Congratulations to Tito's that they are the official. Now, would you say you're the official spirit?
We are a proud sponsor.
You're just a proud sponsor, yes. So that you're not really identifying yourself in it. But you're the only spirit right there, right?
That I'm aware of. We're the only one that is a proud sponsor of.
Yeah.
I guess you have Neutral. That's a seltzer made with vodka, but not quite the same.
Yeah, somebody asked, do you guys sponsor tours like Justin's tour? And you said you do not.
We do not.
It's good because we're working on milk. For Justin's tour sponsor. That's what we're going to do. Milk will make you strong. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be part of the show today. Someone says, I saw a clip today about rating the best backs from the 2000s in the SEC. McFadden was the clear winner, best back I've ever seen. You know, it's really interesting. I've seen a lot of comparisons. Sure. Whoever it was, Sports Illustrated, the other day put McFadden ahead of Reggie Bush. As a running back of this century.
It was ESPN.
And listen, Reggie Bush had an amazing Heisman year, the year he won.
Yeah.
But they and neither Reggie
or... Yeah, but I mean, think about it. If you're gonna take a just pure running back, it'd be McFadden all day long.
Yeah, I think he was more physical.
They're easily the best two backs of the 2000s.
There's no question. Yeah.
I always think of Reggie Bush as not just a running back though. I think of him more.
Well, he was a receiving
slot guy.
Well, he could do it all, man. They were dominant. That USC team was dominant. What's the big guy from
Wendell
Alabama?
White.
And him too. What about the big guy from Alabama? Where does he rank?
Sean Alexander?
No, the big one that's just recent.
Derrick Henry.
Henry.
Yeah. Where does Henry rank
in the SEC
in the 21st century or in the SEC?
Oh, okay.
Is he ahead of McFadden?
I don't know. He did win the Heisman.
He's got more yards and more touchdowns, I think, McFadden. He wasn't a more fun running back to watch. He was giant. He's 6 foot four.
I think Christian McCaffrey probably should have won the year that Henry won.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just asking, is there anybody, you know, when you talk about the greatest running backs, you look at the list and you usually see, you know, Herschel's number, you know, well, talk about college, because you had Earl Campbell and Tony Dorsett, OJ for the pros, but in college you see, Jim Brown probably, and then you go Herschel Walker, you put Bo Jackson in there, and McFadden is right there in that conversation, not far down.
I think they were doing jersey numbers.
Maybe that's what it was, Roger. Five. But still, that was heads up against Reggie Bush.
It was fantastic that he got it. Very surprised
I thought it would be Bush, too. I thought they would go with Bush. It's because he's West Coast guy. He wins the Heisman. All these guys were saying won the Heisman, McFadden didn't. McFadden should have won it.
Yeah, should have.
It should have won it. Do want to thank
Screw job.
Yeah,
he really should.
He should have it. I do want to thank Tito's again for sponsoring our fall golf tournament and our spring golf tournament. Yeah. I think were you there
sponsoring everything?
Yeah, was Tito's the sponsor when Pat had we had fun?
I think that was one of the beginning.
We used to have a hole, Justin. Justin used to play at the tournament. Tito's hole. Where you would hand out samples, and I think it was not a good idea
for Pat Bradley
to be at it that.
Ralph remembers.
Of course, yeah.
We all remember hole number 10.
You guys endorse drinking responsibly.
That's right.
What you do.
Of course. Of course you do.
661-1037.
Tito's was not involved the day that Randy Rainwater and Pat Bradley went shirtless. And we're wrestling around out in That was the Living for Life that we did. Yeah.
I got a few minutes left before we had to say goodbye to Mac. I was going to ask real quick. There was a study out today. Are the youngest siblings, is the youngest sibling still the most spoiled, still considered the most spoiled?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Is that right? Justin Moore and I are only children. So we'd have to ask, is that the way that works? Is always, Roger, do you consider... Because you were the youngest, right?
No.
Oh, you're second youngest, right? Second youngest. So do you consider, who was the youngest in your family, right?
Michael.
Was Michael the most spoiled?
I could probably in some regard.
Is there a reason?
He probably earned it. Yeah.
So for some reason that, of course, Justin, you've got four kids, so you can see pretty quickly.
Meredith is the most spoiled of my kids, being a girl as well.
Being the girl, too, that makes the difference.
Is she the youngest?
Yes.
Yeah, she's the youngest, too.
Yeah.
Is for your four kids, who's the most spoiled of your four?
South, the youngest.
Yeah.
Yeah, by far.
And then you took South.
And by everybody.
How was your trip with South? You took him on the tour with you or on a trip?
Yeah, it was good, man. I couldn't tell you really the last time I was on the road and he didn't come, but, yeah, it was good, man. We went and, I don't remember if I talked about it on the radio or not, but, we went to a Braves game at Truist.
Yeah,
first time we'd been there. It was awesome. Got to see them win a game against a bad Marlins team, but it was fun.
Yeah.
Then we were on the road for a few days.
By the way, Rick Schaefer was in heaven. This weekend with Del Murphy and Fred McGriff.
Oh my gosh.
He was either.
You could see it in the
photo. You could look at the cameras on there, the Zoom cameras, and he and Randy were just in heaven, man.
What was it?
It was a baseball weekend in Hot Springs with Del Murphy.
Oh, Fred McGriff. That's right.
Who else was it, Roger? It was
McGriff,
Hrabowski, Bill Lee, Jack Morris, Matt, great to see you, man.
Thank you, Matt.
Congratulations on being in the Razorback fold. And what? Not only football, all the sports.
All sports.
So will we see Tito's at every stadium?
Yeah, we'll be at football, basketball, baseball. We'll be available.
What about soccer? Listen, soccer needs drinks, too.
They do.
All right, well, congratulations. Congratulations.
That's a T-shirt.
Thanks to Tito's MA Vodka. Mac, thanks for your leadership.
We appreciate you.
Yeah. We'll be seeing you throughout the year.
That's right.
I might have that to sneak out of the press box to go down a sample set.
Oh, please do.
To give a report.
Oh, please, because I want the post game to be so much better. Please do. Mac, look him up.
All right, don't go away. 8:30.
Presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday with Morning Mayhem. One sentence to let the guys know how you feel about the Razorbacks. From Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas football continues fall camp. Wide receivers coach Larry Smith, who followed Ryan Silverfield from Memphis, spoke to the media yesterday. He talked about trying to find a wide receiver one.
I've been a part of offenses where there's a huge drop-off from your top three guys, and I don't think we have that here. I think depth is not an issue in the room, but we would like to see, you know, a few guys kind of separate themselves to solidify being a receiver one and receiver two, the guys we kind of depend on in crunch time.
The Razorbacks will practice in full pads today. The defensive line coaches and a few players will speak to the media following practice. And the Arkansas Travelers will play tonight against the Tulsa Drillers at 7. Coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Anywhere in the state, dial 888-888-8888 for Rainwater Holton Sexton. They'll help you weather the storm.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Mostly sunny and real hot today, up to 100 degrees and heat index values over 105. So another heat advisory for this afternoon. Tonight, warm, mainly clear, a low of 77. Tomorrow, mostly sunny again with a high of 101. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Listen every day to Out of Bounds for what's trending on social media and whether listeners agree or disagree. Engaging conversations about engaging topics. Sponsored by Arkansas-based West Rock Coffee. Join West Rock Coffee and their 1.5 million coffee farmers around the globe as they fuel Arkansas with great tasting coffee, tea, and water delivered directly to your business. Contact them at westrockcoffee.com or 833-886-JAVA. That's 883-886-5282. Call today.
Summer heat can wear you out now, but if you've been feeling drained, even when you're inside with the AC kicking, it might not be the heat, y'all. One in four men, that's 25% of us, y'all, we have low testosterone, and it affects energy, sex drive, motivation, mood, and a lot more. At Low T Center, you can book a free testosterone test and get real answers from experienced providers. Explore peptides and even get a jump on that summer body you've been looking for with GLP-1s. Look, go to fixmylowt.com right now to schedule a free testosterone test today. That's fixmylowt.com.
You've pictured it. The garage door that finally makes your home look the way you want it to. And now get $500 back on a qualifying garage door with the overhead door home refresh rebate. Qualifying purchase must be made by September 30th. Let Overhead Door Company of Little Rock upgrade your curb appeal and get you up to $500 back. Schedule a free estimate at overheaddoorofLittleRock.com. Select models. Rebate paid as a Visa prepaid gift card. Restrictions apply. See website for full terms.
This Thursday, David Basil unveils this season's Little Rock Touchdown Club speakers, and The Zone will be there live, broadcasting from War Memorial Stadium, courtesy of Simmons Bank.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. FanDuel is giving new customers up to $1,000 in bet resets. Here's how it works. Bet $5 daily and unlock $200 in bet resets every day. That's right. New customers can place a $5 bet each day and receive up to $200 in bet resets, up to $1,000 total. And with baseball on every day, there's always another game, another match, up and another chance to get in on the action. So whether you're betting money lines, player props, or same game parlays, FanDuel has you covered. So place your daily $5 bet and unlock up to $1,000 in bet resets. Head to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. FanDuel, your home for home runs. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Your morning drive will never be the same. With Morning Mayhem on the radio, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Birthday of Hulk Hogan. How old would he have been today, Raj?
I don't know. I didn't see
look real quick. He's 102. He'd have been 73.
I don't believe it.
He passed away the day that we did Countdown to Kickoff.
Is that right? Is that
last
I was just
year.
Gonna say, wasn't it? It was a year. He was at Razorback yeah. Stadium, wasn't he?
Oh, that's right. Last year,
because
he was
in the beer.
I made a joke that night about him passing away.
Oh, wow. You did! Wow!
Whoa!
Wow!
Well, if I may be so bold, then let's just go ahead and give you this to you.
What an asset you are to our show!
Wow!
By the way, somebody made a great point about Reggie Bush versus Darren McFadden. Yeah. Reggie Bush never threw any touchdown passes. Great point. Great point.
Or trucked anybody.
Yeah, he was not. He made some moves, but yeah, he wasn't the physical back.
Oh, yeah, guy. He was good.
Yeah, McFadden was. All right, let's see here. Let's welcome in officially Chuck there, Roger Dodge.
Do it.
Hold on, that's not the right one.
Hold on, where'd it go?
If Justin Moore is the Michael Jordan of Family Feud, then this man is the Scottie Pippen. He's the most famous Arkansas State alum that works at the Buzz. He's the best promotions director in the greater Little Rock area. He's brought to you by McLarty Volkswagen and Mazda in North Little Rock. Go online to McLartyMazda.com. Joining Morning Mayhem, it's Chuck Gatlin.
Yeah, that's so good. Well, you know what? That wasn't a very, he's not very excited in that.
Is he not? We need to wrap it up a little bit. We got new music there, too.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah, every time he gets a new sponsor, we'll just do a different Metallica song. Okay.
I mean, did you hear the spot?
Yeah, he wasn't super excited.
He's not super excited at all.
We need to get him to do that again.
Was that Four Horsemen?
Justin Moore is the Michael Jordan of Family Feud. Then this man is the Scottie Pippen. He's the most famous Arkansas State alum that works at the Buzz.
He doesn't go to a
He's
crescendo.
The best promotions director in the greater Little Rock area. He's brought to you by McLarty Volkswagen and Mazda in North Little Rock. Go online to McLartyMazda.com. Joining Morning Mayhem, it's Chuck Gatlin.
Yeah, there's just nothing. I mean, it's like, okay, words.
Like a C.
He could have said words.
You like to see. You want to thank Wes Thomas, who's the GM over at McLarty Volkswagen.
We do. Mazda. Thank you, McLarty.
Chuck, what do we have today?
Man. Well, I tell you, Youth Home Steak and Egg Breakfast.
Coming up,
Friday.
Yes.
So everybody come out and do that. Get you a great breakfast for a great cause over at the butcher shop. They're going to be serving from 7 to 9. And you guys, of course, will be there broadcasting live. But, you know, the Travs, they're in a series right now with Tulsa. You can hear that over on 106.7 Buzz 2. Thursday, the Zone at War Memorial Stadium for the big touchdown announcement. Let me tell you, this is the best kept secret maybe in the whole state.
I mean,
so many people have asked Baz. I've heard them. So who you got coming, Baz? I just got to find out Thursday. I mean, he hasn't.
That's right. I keep it pretty tight.
Pretty tight.
That's tight.
That's really awesome.
Pretty tight.
Like I said, you guys will be at the steak, Youth Home Steak and Egg Breakfast at the Butcher Shop Friday morning. And then Monday, moving on to Monday, you guys will be at Max Strength Fitness.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see that. Can't wait to see. Maybe they're going to help me get in better shape. That's what I'm looking for.
And that pretty much wraps it up.
Yeah, as we get ready for football season, JM, we were just talking, we're going to be really busy football season. I'll be going to all the games as I always do, and on the away games, I'll be going in Thursday, which means, Roger, I may do Friday morning show in Nashville at Daly's place.
Oh,
might be fun to do that over there. What do you think, Roger?
Oh, my gosh.
You think I can't hear you. What time they say it's great?
I think it's a great idea.
Thank you. Okay, I just wanted
Speaking
to
Speaking of Daly, man.
You start talking about the what's his face? And then
listen, you're talking. I'm getting prepared. I got things done.
I came across an SNL sketch, an old one from, what was the guy, Moynihan, when he was on. They were playing a game show called What Happened to Your Money?
I don't know that one.
And Moynihan was playing John Daly.
Oh, is that right?
And it was a scream.
Wait a minute. On Saturday Night Live?
On Saturday Night Live.
Did not see that. All right, let's hit the open for Family Feud. Let's get us a contestant.
We got the feud. Here it is in three and so.
It's time for everyone's favorite game, Family Feud. Sponsored by Southern Bank. Visit bankwithsouthern.com to take advantage of their great deposit rates and outstanding loan service. Now, let's play the feud.
We got us a good one.
All right, we need this contestant for $50 cash, 661-1037, $50.
What? Thank you to Malvern National Bank for donating gift cards to our family market remote at the grand opening at the new store there at the Mountain Pine Cutoff. Last week, we still have a few of them. We're giving them all away. We don't keep them. Thanks to them for that. So it's our fifth. Cheryl won Friday, finished the lyric.
Yeah, at the very end of the show.
Absolutely. So that is here. It was given to little Joe Nichols yesterday, so he's taking care of that. And we've got another one we're giving away today.
You want to thank Chris Roberts from Southern Bank for sponsoring
Family Feud. Thank you, Chris
Roberts. Teams will be... will be the caller. It looks like it's going to be Johnny along with Chuck, Gatlin, and Justin Moore out at Poland versus me and Christian.
Oh, it's good to have you back, Justin.
Thank you, brother.
Christian and
good to talk to you, buddy.
We struggled last week, but we made it happen.
I thought I won last week.
Did I not win last Baz week? Got it.
I won last week. They passed. Hey, the caller passed, Justin, and I won.
Yeah.
What? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We finally got somebody to pass?
Yeah, I did. It cost him, but I gave him the prize anyway, didn't I, Roger? All right, here we go.
All right, Johnny, are you there?
There I am.
All right, Johnny, here's the deal. You're the leader of your team, and that team consists of you, Chuck Gatlin, and Justin Moore. Both of those guys on your team, they're Hall of Famers in Family Feud. Hall of Famer. But Justin Moore is a first ballot, and Chuck has come on being a part of the team. His game has stepped up just by virtue of being with Hall of Famer Justin Moore. It's made him a Hall of Famer as well. But what you say goes. I want you to listen to when I ask both Justin Moore and Chuck Gatlin to give me their buzzer so many years ago. Your name is your buzzer. First up, Justin Moore.
Justin!
They ain't fantastic. And when I asked Chuck, Chuck did this.
Chuck!
One more time.
Chuck!
Oh, my. It hurts. Johnny, let me hear your buzzer.
Beep.
What?
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 What'd you say? I want to hear your buzzer. Your name is your buzzer.
I love the fact that he said what.
Exactly. No one will know.
There's some noise going on in the background with Johnny.
Johnny.
What are you doing, Johnny?
What are you doing? Are you screwing?
Johnny Ringo.
Up right now, having a hyraulic Hyundai machine.
The hell are you doing?
He's operating a hydraulic something machine.
All right, you're not gonna get hurt, are you, Johnny? There's a guy up in a bucket right now cutting down trees and stuff, and you're up there going, "No, it's all right. I'm planting a few."
What are you doing, Johnny? Exactly.
Operating his Hyundai excavator.
Okay.
For 350.
All right.
Okay,
all right,
Johnny.
He's gonna do that and win Family Feud.
Let me hear your buzzer.
Johnny.
Attaboy.
There you go.
All right, here we go. I asked 100 people last Thursday when I was leaving Mainline Sports Bar. Put down the hydraulics, Johnny.
If I was on the forklift with him, I wouldn't feel more like I was there.
Johnny, you're going to have to put it down and whatever that means to you and play the game. Can you do that?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Oh, okay, here we go.
You're going to put it down, whatever that means.
Exactly.
What?
Whatever that means. Here's the deal. I want you to give me one of the top five answers to this question that I ask everybody at Mainline Sports Bar. Fill in the blank. It's hard to find a good what?
David.
Wow.
Spouse. Woman.
Woman. Number two.
Oh, man.
Number one is
dadgummit.
Man.
Dadgummit.
That's right there. Dadgummit. That's all right. There it is. All right. Number one it is. You control the board. Do you want to pass or play, Johnny?
Let's play.
You're going to play. You'd be a fool not to. Here we go. You can go to
work. I don't think Johnny put it down.
He ain't put it down. All right, 44 people said man. Well, actually 45 because Justin said man. All right, 44 people said man. 10 people said woman. 8 said the third. 5 said the fourth. And 5 said the fifth answer to this question. Fill in the blank. It's hard to find a good what?
Job.
Yep.
Stop right there. Job it is. Number three.
Fire.
Two answers remain. 3 strikes are still available to you to blow it. Name something that's hard to find.
It's hard to find good help.
Find good what?
It's hard to find good help, from what I understand. I wouldn't know because I do my own
job. Yeah. That's a good one.
Well, it is. Could you be more specific?
Well, like a housekeeper, maid.
Now, you're the leader of this team, Johnny. You want to go with what Charles says?
What?
He said maid.
Yeah. Maid.
Yeah, he said it's hard to find a good maid. Justin agrees with him on help, but I need you to be more specific.
I don't mind, mate.
Okay, he didn't mind it either.
Johnny, you in America?
Yeah, I'm in Little Rock right now.
Right, what do you think? What do you think of that answer? You think maid's a good answer?
Yeah, maid.
Stop right there, Johnny. Johnny, what's the name of your company?
Van Campbell.
Pardon?
What is it?
Van Campbell.
I don't know.
It's a bad example.
The reason I ask is because I want them to know that playing the feud does not stop you from working on the hydraulics.
That's right. He's not.
All right, here it is. That was the number five answer. One answer remains. Three strikes still available. Name something. It's hard to find a good blank. A good blank. Does that make sense? It's hard to find a good blank. You can go out on your own. Good dog. It's hard to find a good dog.
It's hard to beat a good pair of legs.
What?
What?
It's an old commercial.
What the hell did you say?
He said it's hard to beat a good pair of legs.
Exactly.
A pair of legs?
Good pair of legs. It's an old commercial. Doesn't matter.
All right.
All right, Johnny.
All right, what do we got? What's the answer, Johnny?
Is it hard to find a good assistant for you while you're on the phone?
Restaurant?
A good restaurant. Great answer. Not on the list. There it is right there. That is 1X. Very good. Two strikes still remain. One answer between you and $50.
How many strikes we have?
One strike right now. Two strikes still left. One answer remains. $50 in the balance.
You got anything, Johnny?
Boy, come on, man.
Johnny, I got to be honest with you, Johnny. We're so thankful that you listen to this show. But as a caller on this game, you're a pain in the ass. I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just because.
Hey, I want him to take when he's done, take a picture of his equipment and text it to us.
664-1037.
Please do that, Johnny.
Johnny
Ringo.
Johnny, what do you say? Here's the question again. It's hard to find a good what. Now, you've said restaurant. Great answer, just not one of the top five. Listen to your partners and go out on your own again.
I mean, it's been quite a while since I've had to worry about it, but how about a good haircut?
Hard to find a good haircut. That's a great answer, too.
That's a good one. It's random, but I like it.
What do you think, Johnny?
It's very true.
You want to go with that or go out on your own again?
Any other ideas?
Justin, any other ideas?
Oh, man, I said dog.
That's somebody working on your hydraulics or your car.
I liked help, too. I thought that was good.
So which one are you going with, Johnny? Pick one.
You got to be more specific on help, just like with maid.
Yeah, I guess good employees, you know.
Okay.
Good monitor mix.
What's your guess, Johnny? Go with one. You got a miss if you.
Yeah, if you blow it.
Yeah, let's go with haircut.
Number four.
Wow, look at there. Very
number
nice.
Number four. There it is. You've done it, Johnny. You've done it. And by the grace of God, this segment is over.
You're the winner, though, Johnny.
Johnny, hold on. Let Christian get your information. Where do you work, Johnny? What city?
Come down out of that squirrel nest and claim your prize, Johnny.
I work in Proso Junction in North Little Rock.
All right, my buddy. Well, listen, you know where we're going to be. He's going to tell you how to come by here, and you'll be able to pick up, thanks to Family Market, that $50 gift card that can be used anywhere in the world, my friend. Congratulations on that one. Hold on, Johnny.
Way to go, Johnny.
There it is right there,
Johnny.
Somebody
said it's hard to find a good Family Feud player.
That's good.
I give Johnny credit.
He sure did.
I give Johnny. He had a job to do.
Yep.
He wanted to play. He's listening.
He won $50.
Does anybody know what he's doing?
No.
Justin, you know what he's doing?
I don't know the name of his company.
I think that's what he was doing.
You're the only guy that knows equipment, Justin.
Did that make sense?
No,
I think that's exactly what he was doing.
He's doing something.
No, I don't know.
Hydraulic,
something with Hyundai.
All right, 661-1037. Somebody.
I don't know.
Somebody text us what you think he's doing.
I think he was building a treehouse. That was what I come up with.
We got to run. Chuck, thanks so much, buddy.
Thanks, Charles.
We appreciate you, Chucky, and we appreciate McLarty Volkswagen Mazda as well. Thank you.
We did.
time you drive through a work zone, it's not just cones and signs out there. It's real people doing their jobs, trying to get home at the end of the day. In Arkansas, many transportation workers have been tragically killed or injured serving our state, with families whose lives are changed forever. All because the driver, even for a second, stopped paying attention. It only takes a quick glance at your phone to change everything. And keep in mind, that's not just dangerous, it's also a moving traffic violation. Speeding's another big one. Those reduced speed signs aren't there for decoration. They're put there to protect lives. And if the workers are present, those fines are doubled. Bottom line, there's zero tolerance for reckless or distracted driving in work zones. Law enforcement's out there, and they will pull you over. Keep in mind, most work zones are only a few miles long. Slowing down and staying focused for that stretch, it's really not asking much. Because at the end of the day, whether you're behind the wheel or working on the road, we're all just trying to make it home. Slow down. Phone down. A message from the Arkansas Department of Transportation.
One of rock's legendary voices, the original voice of Foreigner, Lou Gramm. The Release Tour, Friday, August 28th, Sarah Sun Casino Event Center, with special guest, John Waite. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. Don't miss the original voice of Foreigner, Lou Gramm. New album, out now. Produced by Sarah Sun Casino Resort.
Hello, folks. It's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Store right here in Sherwood. You know, everybody's talking about what can I afford. So, we are working very hard to get those payments lower than ever. Folks, our factory has given us the largest incentives ever. We're selling Dodge Ram trucks for discounts we have never offered before. Come in and let us lower your payment on your new vehicle. Did you know that the new Dodge Ram truck has a 100,000-mile or 10-year warranty? That's a great warranty. Folks, also, I want to offer a free warranty on all used car retail sales. Remember, others don't show you the price on the windshield. Everyone gets my best price with no hassle. As we say on TV or radio, our best prices are posted online and on the windshield. Come see us at Fletcher Dodge here in Sherwood on Warden Road. We welcome your business. Thank you.
Every week, tens of thousands of public school students nationwide attend free LifeWise Bible classes during school hours. This opportunity is now available to students at select schools in Benton, Bryant, Bauxite, Greenbrier, and Academics Plus. Enrollment is open for LifeWise Academy. With parent permission, students attend off-campus classes 1 hour per week to receive Bible-based character education as part of their school day. To learn more or enroll, find your school at LifeWise.org.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock. Their treatments target the source of your joint pain so you can get real relief without surgery, without pain pills, and without a long recovery. And right now, they're offering free pain evaluations. It's super easy. You sit down with a medical professional, talk through your pain, and find out if you're a candidate for treatment. Just call 501-393-1159. They've already helped more than 46,000 people get back to enjoying life again. And now it's your turn. Summer's too short to spend it hurting. Get your free pain evaluation by calling QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
This is Trey Schapp. Tune in each Friday morning at 5:30 right here on The Buzz as I bring you From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine. If you like to hear interesting stories about the game of golf, this is for you. You can also find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
It's a mean green
of North Texas that's coming here to play. They know our Hogs will beat them. It's just a good payday. Of course, it's good for us, too, to help us meet our goal of getting to at least 6 wins and playing a nice bowl. Our Hog fans are real patient. This is our coach's first year. If we don't have a good season, we won't cry in our beer. So cheer about your Mean Joe Green, North Texas. You will see that the mighty fighting Razorbacks will win the day, Suey.
What was the score of that game?
Was that the
44-17.
Is that what the score was?
Yes.
That was the punt return game.
I don't remember the score being that bad. I remember the punt return.
Listening to that song.
We got absolutely whipped.
Oh, my gosh. That was one of the low points.
Yeah, man.
There were several in that year, including the loss to Western Kentucky in front of 10,000 people by the quarterback you ran off. But I forgot we got beat that bad. Holy mackerel.
Yes.
That was like game 2 or 3, wasn't
it? Yeah, well, this song, it's a payday. We're going to beat them.
I think we barely beat San Jose State, or did we lose to them?
We were 2-10 both seasons. We only won 2 games.
That may have been one of the games we won.
Yeah.
Justin, we've been walking through the years with Paul Lill's calls. You know, we lost Paul 20 years ago this year. Yep. 20 years ago, a few weeks back, what would the 20 be? 2007.
Six.
Or six, rather. Oh, yeah, I think it's 2027. And so we've been playing Paul's calls and then Roger's songs. Roger, you know, we're changing systems and finding some of Roger's greatest hits. Give me another greatest hit. Because Justin understands the music biz.
He understands your
amazing talent.
I get it.
He gets it. Uh-oh. Little Toby Keith, no?
Yeah, let's get it. Let's do this one here.
Oh, little Tony Orlando and Dawn. What year? What year is this?
He didn't mark them, so this was Josh. It's probably 2 years ago.
It's coming home. It's done. It's time.
What are we talking about?
The boot is where it needs to be to shine.
What years to say?
The Razorbacks just beat those LSU boys in OT. And now the Basil boot is coming home to you and me.
I bet that was 21.
Yeah, had to be. It's recent. Yeah.
Oh, Tigers, you'll be giving back our boot to us. It's been 6 long years you put up a fuss. It's no longer a given that you'll win again. So step out the way, just one thing to say, so listen up to me. The Basil boot is coming home, go hog, whoop-pick-suey.
Wow, that's excellent. You know, normally you don't write post-songs.
Yeah.
Well, that was the last game of the year, maybe, too.
I started doing that a lot, though. A lot of the songs would mention the week before, too. Yeah.
Remember when we beat LSU that time?
Wouldn't have been the last game, right?
You remember that?
That was once in the last 10 years. You know, I think we've beaten LSU twice in 10 years. Oh, yeah. A&M once in 10 years. Missouri twice in 10 years. Let me stop. All right, we'll come back and chop it up some more. Loving the old Roger greats.
Yeah, man, me too.
We'll talk about some of Justin's. I saw a list of Justin's, what do they call, off-the-chart hits. There's another word for it. I can't think of it. All right, 9 o'clock.
You know your age, your weight, your income, and probably even the mileage on your car, but what's your testosterone levels right now? And is it normal for your age? Look, if you don't know the answer to that, Low T Center can help you. There's no doubt about it. And y'all, it's free. Stop in today. Take a quick, painless, free testosterone test and find out if Low T Center can